T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
College football writer for ESPN, Jake Trotter. Jake, big news for Buckeyes fans just coming down in the last couple of minutes. Justin Fields is eligible to play this fall for Ohio State. Huge news for the Buckeyes because they don't really have any other option right now at quarterback. How big is this for Ohio State?
Well, it's massive. And as you said, if he's not eligible for 2019, I'm not sure what they do at quarterback. They're certainly not a national championship contender. And I felt like to challenge Alabama for, you know, national championship supremacy with what they have coming back around the quarterback. So, I mean, it's a completely different outlook for Ohio State in 2019 now that Fields is ready to go.
What'd you make of the whole Tate Martell transfer out as Fields transfers in a situation? And of course, he ends up at Miami.
Yeah, I mean, it's the new norm in college football. Yeah. You know, covering college football, we never had what the NBA had, which is just the offseason is almost as compelling as the season itself. I mean, what was everybody talking about this week? The Anthony Davis trade. And with college football, we now have sort of an element of free agency in January every year, and it really focuses in on the quarterbacks. I mean, and there are quarterbacks that move around that can impact the landscape, not to the degree that, you know, LeBron James going from one team to another can, but there are a lot of quarterbacks out there that change schools that I think are going to be very interesting, including somebody like Jalen Hurts at Oklahoma, Baker Mayfield at Oklahoma, even though he wasn't a graduate transfer and had to sit out a year. So it's the new norm in college football, and I think when Martell saw that there was at least a chance that Fields was going to be able to play in 2019, he got out of there and went to go find a place that he could play. And, you know, he's applying for a waiver to be eligible in 2019 as well. And he could be, if he gets it, the starting quarterback in Miami.
We're talking with Jake Trotter of ESPN College Football Writer. Jake, you mentioned that had Fields not been eligible, that they would not have been a national championship contender. Obviously, a lot of people believe they are, but there is a changing of the guard, obviously. Ryan Day doesn't have any kind of close to track record that Urban Meyer did. Are you not expecting a drop off at all with Ryan Day as head coach?
Well, there could be, and you know, he did a terrific job while all of that was going on steering the ship. And that's probably the biggest reason why, you know, he's the head coach today. But there are question marks, not only with him, but we just assume Justin Fields is going to be a superstar, right? He's still got a lot to prove, despite being the number one overall recruit in the country, according to the ESPN rankings, ahead of Trevor Lawrence a year ago. You know, he didn't win that job in Georgia. So, yeah, there are question marks with Ohio State. But I think their upside outside Alabama and Clemson is as high as anybody's in college football next year. And obviously that would have not been the case, you know, had Fields had to sit out.
Hey, let's move on and talk about this Kyler Murray situation. So fascinating because – you know, it's been a while since we've seen a two-sport athlete that could be a potential, you know, first-round pick. Well, he's a first-round pick in baseball, but maybe a first-round pick in football. What do you think he's going to do? I mean, do you think he's going to go to the NFL Combine and enter the NFL Draft?
I think he is. I think that's where the smart money is at this point. You know, I'm not saying there's no chance he plays baseball, but it did feel like, you know, kind of down the stretch of the football season, that's where the momentum was. And I don't know that anybody thought Kyler Murray, including Kyler Murray himself, was going to be as good at football as he was. He was just unbelievable. I mean, I thought for sure Oklahoma's offense was going to take a step back after losing a guy like Baker Mayfield, and they were even better with Kyler Murray at quarterback. So I think he's a really intriguing draft prospect. He has a chance to make more money up front playing football than he does baseball. And I think the one factor in this that's going to be the ultimate decider is that if he goes with football, and let's say the combine goes well, and he by the way, is, you know, on the participant list, so I would expect him to be there in February. You know, let's say that everything goes well at the combine. He's taken, 13th overall with the Dolphins pick, or he goes to the Giants at number six. Kind of the way Baker Mayfield was to some degree this year. I don't know that Kyler, maybe he sits out a year, but there's going to be a lot of attention on him. And, he's going to be treated as a star whether he's playing or not. If he goes baseball, he is going to be riding buses, across the country completely out of the limelight. And it's going to be 2 or 3 years before he would resurface at a professional level or back into the spotlight. And that's not even a guarantee. I mean, this guy has not taken a lot of at-bats since he was in high school. He played really one full season of college baseball and, played really well, but that's just not a lot of at-bats compared to, other top-tier prospects that you see. So I think that the challenge for him to succeed in baseball is probably a lot higher than it is in football at the professional level. I think all of that is going to be why he ultimately decides to enter the and pursue football. Listen, if it doesn't work out for whatever reason, size, maybe he just his skill set doesn't translate as well, then he can always come back and try to play baseball. I don't know if it would work as well the other way around. Could regain his footing in football and, in a game that's so dependent on, his blue chip athleticism.
We're talking with Jake Trotter of ESPN. Jake, the tricky thing is, right, he's been a little wishy-washy about it, right? We don't know for sure what he's going to do.
A little. Yeah,
little is an understatement. And so now you wonder, are there going to be teams that are like, maybe he, if there was no baseball in the mix, he'd be the 13th pick in the draft. But maybe at 13, the team is nervous to take him because they're worried he's going to go to baseball if he doesn't get everything he wants. And then the lower he gets drafted, probably, the more likely he is to go to baseball. So that's, it's a tricky situation.
Well, and I think that's why the combine is so important. And, talking to scouts leading into, January about, what Kyler might do, this is something that was laid out for me, which is, if he's wishy-washy or he doesn't go to the combine, there's a chance he might get drafted anyway, but that team is going to be taking an enormous gamble because if he doesn't report, then that team loses the pick and Kyler's eligible for the draft the following year. So
right.
The combine, this is going to have to get resolved. And I think that's, people ask why he's going. This is why he's going, because he's going to have to find out if he is in fact going to be, a top 15 pick. And then he's going to have to sell that team that if you pick me, I'm coming to the NFL. It's going to have to be a two-way agreement. And so that's why I think that after the combine, you're going to start to hear a lot of chatter about Kyler Murray, NFL.
Hey, Jake, Baker Mayfield here in Cleveland, also from Oklahoma, had a heck of a rookie season. He finishes second in Rookie of the Year, Offensive Rookie of the Year, passes Peyton Manning, 27 touchdown passes. Obviously seeing him there in Norman, do you expect him to have this much success this early on?
I actually did. I mean, I've covered Baker since he was basically about in high school. And, everywhere he's gone, it's just been instant success. Now, I don't know that I didn't know if I would have bet he would win Rookie of the Year. And part of it is I didn't know if he was going to play, because the Browns brought in Tyrod Taylor, sort of a bridge quarterback. And you thought, well, maybe Baker gets in late in the year. But instantly, he just took over the city and the franchise and to some degree the NFL as well. So, I mean, I think the outlook for the Browns is just incredible moving forward with him and the young players they have and the way that it seems like to me watching from afar, the way the rest of that team is fed off him. I go back to 2015 Oklahoma. Baker shows up out of nowhere to Norman. And I remember talking to him as he was leaving Texas Tech, and he's telling me he's going to OU. And it wasn't my place to say anything. But I wanted to say, Baker, I don't know if that's a good idea. I mean, they got Trevor Knight. He just beat Alabama in the Sugar Bowl. You're never going to play again. Are you sure you don't want to go somewhere like North Texas or SMU? But Baker's always had an incredible confidence in his ability. And Oklahoma was in bad shape, a year later. They went to the Russell Athletic Bowl and got absolutely destroyed by Clemson. Bob Stoops fires his Josh Heupel, who of course is the head coach at UCF now, brings in Lincoln Riley, and you kind of wonder what direction is this program going? Is this kind of the end of the Bob Stoops era? and Baker shows up. They're down 17-3 at Tennessee late in the fourth quarter, and he puts together like one of the most unbelievable, like one-man comebacks you'll ever see. They win that game. They go on to make the playoff, and Oklahoma has just been on a completely different trajectory since then. And I think you saw some of the moments that Baker had last season with the Browns, and you wonder if this is the start of something special in Cleveland as well.
Yeah, we hope so. I mean, obviously he was extremely impressive, about as impressive as it gets for a rookie. And we haven't had that here, Jake, in a long time. The Browns haven't had a good quarterback in forever. And we're convinced. I saw there was an article at MMQB today saying, a couple people were predicting who's going to win the next five Super Bowls. A couple people picked the Browns. I've done that. I feel like they're going to win a Super Bowl with him. It's amazing to have after what we've had for the last two decades here, to have those kind of expectations, mostly because of him, is amazing.
Well, and that's why I would laugh when, there were a ton of Johnny Manziel comparisons to Baker, coming out of the draft. And, Baker's got the sizzle. There's no doubt about that. But he's got substance behind it. And not to say that Johnny wasn't a great college football player, because he was. But Baker, as you guys have come to learn, is a tremendous work ethic. He's got an incredible football IQ, talking to NFL personnel during the combine, speaking of the combine last year, like people were just blown away with things he was drawing up on the board and conversations while he was having teams. That's why he ultimately became pick. Nobody was talking about Baker being a top 10 or maybe even first round pick, during the season. And the combine is kind of what it solidified it. So there's a lot of substance behind the theatrics, which are fun. But at the end of the day, this is a tremendous quarterback. And listen, it would not stun me if the Browns won a Super Bowl in the next 5 years. I'm not betting against that.
Yeah.
Bet against Baker Mayfield at your own peril.
Jake, great stuff, man. Appreciate the time. Great insight. Thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, guys. Take care.
Yeah, Jake Trotter of ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.